fuq l-istazzjon ġdid ta' l-SBS, SBS World Watch Channel 35, beda jixxandar servizz ta' aħbarijiet bil-Malti kuljum fl-erba' u nofs ta' wara nofsinhar. Din hija aħbar sabiħa għall-komunità Maltija fl-Awstralja li kienet tistenna iż-żewġ bulettini ta' aħbarijiet li kienu jixxandru nhar ta' ħadd u nhar ta' ħamis. Issa dan is-servizz ta' aħbarijiet mill-PBS jixxandar kuljum. Tkellimt ma' Paul Williams, Executive Producer ta' SBS World Watch li ilu jaħdem ħafna ma' membri tal-komunità Maltija għal servizz bħal dan u bdejt biex staqsejtu x'wassal biex il-komunità Maltija issa għandha servizz ta' aħbarijiet kuljum fuq it-television tal-SBS.
Well, it's an interesting story. I mean, it was very, very good that it happened. I mean, we've been wanting this to occur for years. There was a conversation, plenty of conversations between myself and Marissa Prevetiera for many, many, many years, along with the High Commission in Canberra, starting with Francis Taboni years and years ago, and more recently with Mario Ferrugia Borg. Largely, it was about PBS Malta were making first in the early years one program that went to air on Sunday. And then when I think the 2016 census showed that there was a decline in the Maltese community numbers from the 2011 census, I think that your presence on radio shrank. Is that, I think I'm correct in saying that had fewer hours on air?
That's the case, yeah.
And I thought that it was only reasonable, you know, that the World Watch program be extended to at least two programs. And I think I, at the time, suggested to PBS in Malta that they might want to send the daily news to Australia. In those days, we didn't have the technology to actually get it here, in that there was no PBS Malta didn't use a satellite to distribute it because they didn't need to. So it's not as if we could actually pick it up off a satellite in London or in Europe and send it to Australia that way across the fibre network that we have access to. But they were able to send an extra edition. And so they've been making that program initially one and then two themselves as a special production, especially for SBS, for all those years. And then more recently, when I knew that this channel was going to start, I thought, well, rather than just stick with two, why don't we have a real go at trying to make it a daily program? Because I knew that the community here would welcome that, like every other community. It's very nice to be part of a community with a history of a connection back to the homeland, your home territory. And everybody has relatives and friends that they talk to in Australia to Malta. And it's nice to be able to share stories about what you'd seen on the news that night. You know, they're watching the same news as their relatives and friends are watching in Valletta or anywhere in Malta. And it brings a much stronger connection. So the two programs were terrific for all those years. Now that we've actually managed to work out the technology to have both the 6 o'clock and the 8 o'clock news delivered as a live stream, as it's going to air in Malta, it also comes into our facility in Artarmon in Sydney, and we turn it around and put it on at 4:30 in the afternoon, which is a time that suits the community as well. They like it at that time, so it's exciting. That's how it works, and so I'm glad it did.
Paul Williams, Executive Producer ta' World Watch, semma l-istorja ta' kif bdew l-aħbarijiet bil-Malti fuq l-SBS TV. L-ewwel program ta' darba fil-ġimgħa u imbagħad żewġ programmi fil-ġimgħa. Ħadem ma' diversi membri tal-komunità Maltija, il-Kummissarju Oli u id-dirigenti tal-PBS. U dejjem kien hemm xewqa għall-aktar programmi bħal dawn. Issa bil-ftuħ ta' stazzjon ġdid tal-SBS fl-aħħar il-ħolma seħħet. Is-servizz li naraw fl-erba' u nofs ta' wara nofsinhar ikun is-servizz li ikun ixxandar il-lejl ta' qabel fuq il-PBS f'Malta. Għalhekk l-aħbarijiet ikunu friski l-aħħar aħbarijiet minn Malta.
Yes, exactly. So it comes in here it's the previous night. It 8 o'clock at night in Malta is 4 o'clock in the morning here, so it's coming in at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5. Mm. We package it up and get it ready for transmission at 4:30, but it also goes on demand as its full duration. So if the news lasts 56 minutes, or if it goes for an hour and 10 minutes, the whole duration goes to on demand, so you can see the full bulletin there, and a edited version for 30 minutes goes to air on television.
And that would be the first 30 minutes of the news bulletin.
Yeah, pretty much, except that they do have a look at it, and they always like to catch the closing goodnight comments. Mm. So you will get the main news stories, of course, but you'll also get the goodnight at the end.
Paul Williams semma kif l-aħbarijiet li jaslu minn Malta ikunu ta' kważi sija. Il-bulettin sħiħ jitpoġġa fuq SBS On Demand u huma jieħdu bejn wieħed u ieħor l-ewwel nofsija li tixxandar fuq it-television. Staqsejtu mbagħad dwar il-problema li kienet tikkonfondi lil ħafna Maltin u li kienu jilmentaw ħafna dwara meta il-bulettin ta' aħbarijiet ma kienx jixxandar minħabba xi sport dirett li kien jixxandar minn Floku. Issa fuq stazzjon ġdid iddedikat għall-aħbarijiet dan ma jsirx.
Well, isn't that a wonderful thing? yes, it won't be interrupted by sport. So there is no sport will run on the SBS World Watch channel. So the only thing that could possibly interrupt it is a failure of the technology to actually get it here. And it'll be on regularly every day, 7 days a week, for years to come. And it's just the beginning of what might happen, you know, because once you establish that sort of relationship, then any other content becomes possible, you know, that if there are movies or there are other programs that PBS Malta make that SBS are interested in, they talk to each other, see where it goes. You know? So I know that there has been a Maltese movie shown in Australia this year, and I think that was wonderful. More of that is possible.
And there was always that wish and that hope that one day this service will have English subtitles. I know it's a long and expensive exercise. Do you see it happen one day, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it will. I've always thought that it can occur. The technology is not there yet. It's very expensive, and it actually takes quite a long time. So technology is not there that you can put the Maltese language in one side of the magic box and out comes an English or any other language translation out the other side. It's not that good. The technology with some languages is better than others in these magic box of translations, but you need to have an accuracy rate that is much higher, that is right up there with 99 to 100%, preferably at 99.5%, preferably at 100%. Because there's a big difference between war was not declared and war was declared. And if you get those things wrong in the translation, it's just unsatisfactory. Or if you get country names or people's names incorrect in the translation, it is not good. So in order to get a very, very good translation, something that actually works accurately and tells the story as it was meant, is expensive. To do it live, as it were, would cost more than $5 a minute, probably $5 to $9 a minute. So for a 30-minute news bulletin, you're talking a couple of hundred dollars every day, and a couple of hundred dollars every day turns out to $1,400 a week, and you're spending $100,000 a year on one program for half an hour. So if you're doing 24 hours, you need many millions of dollars to do it. And I know SBS doesn't have it, so we have to wait until the cost comes down and the accuracy goes up, and I'm sure that time will come. There is a technology constraint, and interestingly enough, it is the single most comment and in brackets complaint that SBS gets is why can't you have English subtitles or closed captions on all your foreign language news services? Because we all want to understand what is being reported on the Maltese news or on the French news or the German news. And of course, it would be sensationally good for all of us to be able to see how that same story that we see on our own SBS World News is reported by different societies around the world. And it's the biggest complaint we have, but in the end, there is a technology hurdle that has to be overcome, and it's just too expensive to do, but the day will come, I'm sure.
Paul Williams semma li dan huwa l-bidu li jista' jwassal għal programmi oħra fuq it-television bħalma huma films u dokumentarji. Dwar is-subtitles tal-aħbarijiet, is-sottotitli, ħaġa li ħafna Maltin speċjalment tat-tieni u t-tielet ġenerazzjoni ilhom jistaqsu għalija. Paul Williams qal li għalissa mhux possibbli li jisir dan minħabba l-ispiża għolja biex isir xogħol bħal dan. Imma b'teknoloġija ġdida Paul jittama li dan isir ukoll. Dak kien Paul Williams, Executive Producer ta' SBS World Watch.